Her senses dulled, Grace looked up and... well... quite honestly, there was only one thing she saw, and it made her face hotter than Cajun gumbo. After all, how could she miss it, since it was just an arm's reach away, and it was such a large it, too. In the next instant, he knelt by her side and gently brushed her hair out of her eyes. He ran his hands over her scalp as if feeling for an injury. Her gaze feasted on his chest. Unable to move or look past all that incredible skin, Grace fought the urge to moan at the intensely wicked sensation of his fingers in her hair. Her entire body burned from it. "Did you hit your head?" he asked. Again, that strange, glorious accent that reverberated through her like a warm, soothing caress. She stared at the wealth of golden, tawny skin that seemed to beckon her hand to reach out and touch it. He practically glowed. Compelled, she wanted to see his face, to see for herself if the whole of him was as incredible as his body. As she looked up, past the sculpted muscles of his shoulders, her mouth dropped. The wine bottle slid from her numbed fingers. It was him. No, it couldn't be. This couldn't be happening to her, and he couldn't be naked in her living room with his hands in her hair. Things like this just didn't happen in real life, most especially not to average people like her. And yet... "Julian?" she asked breathlessly. He had the sleek, powerful build of a finely toned gymnast. His muscles were hard, lean, and gorgeous, and well-defined in places she didn't even know a man could get muscles. On top of his shoulders, his biceps and forearms, his chest and back, his neck to his legs. You name it, it bulged with raw, masculine strength. Even it had started to bulge. His golden hair fell in haphazard waves around a clean-shaven face that looked as if it really had been carved from stone. Unbelievably handsome and captivating, his face was neither pretty nor feminine, but it was definitely breathtaking. Full, sensuous lips curved into a half-hearted smile, displaying a set of dimples that cut deep moons into his tanned cheeks. And those eyes! Gracious! They were the clear celestial blue of a perfect cloudless sky, with a tiny band of dark blue highlighting the outer edges of his irises. His eyes were searing in their intensity and shining with intellect. She had a feeling his looks really could kill, or at the very least devastate. And she was certainly devastated at the moment, captivated by a man too perfect to be real. Hesitantly, she reached out and placed a hand on his arm. She was amazed when his arm didn't evaporate, proving all this was just a drunken hallucination. No, that arm was real. Real and hard and warm. The skin beneath her palm flexed into a powerful muscle that made her heart pound.